You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. An Amber Alert issued for 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam has been extended into Arkansas. Franklin, who is 3 months pregnant, was last seen at her home Sunday night. 40-year-old Gary Day is wanted in connection with her disappearance. Day is a resident of Cabot, Arkansas, and is believed to be the father of Sophia's unborn baby. Police say Day's 2014 black Buick LaCrosse has been seen with Arkansas and Pennsylvania license plates. Anyone with information is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department. A 34-year-old homeless man has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death for a January 28th stabbing on Capitol Drive in Green Bay. James Doerr is accused of killing his addiction sponsor, identified only as DV, and the man's pet poodle. The victim was stabbed 27 times. Doerr is also charged with resisting or obstructing a police officer and methamphetamine possession. He's being held on a $2 million bond. The yearly tradition starts tomorrow in the Winnebago system, and Wisconsin DNR biologists are expecting the harvest to be better this year than last. Of course, I'm talking about sturgeon spearing season. Last year, poor ice conditions made for a below-average harvest for the prehistoric bottom feeders. While water clarity isn't great this year, the ice conditions are much better, meaning the season is already off to a better start. Spearing starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 1 p.m. each day. The season will run for 16 days or until the safe harvest caps are met, whichever comes first. Some Head Start programs in the state of Wisconsin have gone 2 weeks without their federal funding. This follows a memo from the Trump administration temporarily pausing federal grants, loans, and financial assistance programs. Senator Tammy Baldwin issued a letter to the Trump administration this week requesting immediate attention to resolve outstanding issues for Head Start payment systems. Head Start programs provide child care and education for low-income families. In 2022, more than 10,000 children were enrolled in Head Start programs throughout Wisconsin. When the NFL draft comes to Green Bay in April, it will be the area's chance to show off what makes it a great place to live and work. Online websites and blogs such as BuzzFeed provide anecdotal evidence that people may want to live to a city that they visited as tourists, a theory that Nick Meisner, the vice president of digital marketing for Discover Green Bay, subscribes to.
How many of those visitors are the teachers or the nurses or the doctors or the construction worker or, you know, those key jobs that we need for the infrastructure of our community, you know, those visitors could be that next crop of employees for that.
Meisner made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays on WGBW. Discover Green Bay has put together a sweepstakes that will give one lucky winner and up to three of their guests the 2025 Draft Ultimate Fan Experience. It includes 2 nights at Oneida Casino Hotel, hospitality passes, airfare, and a $500 Visa gift card. Sign up at greenbay.com or search Draft 25 Sweepstakes. A Wisconsin governmental agency is highlighting the most frequent complaints that it received last year. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced its top 10 list of complaint categories for 2024. Topping the list were landlord-tenant issues, followed by telemarketing, home improvement, identity theft, and telecommunications. Rounding out the top 10 were medical services, motor vehicle repair, motor vehicle sales, travel, and motor vehicle accessories. If you'd like to learn more or file a complaint yourself, you can visit the DATCP website at consumerprotection.wi.gov.
The DATCP says it receives tens of thousands of consumer complaints every year. It is cold. Many waterways are frozen over, so of course, Now's the perfect time to jump in the frigid water to raise funds for the Special Olympics in Wisconsin. Addie Teeter with Special Olympics said the Polar Plunge is the biggest fundraiser for the organization that helps more than 1,400 athletes.
We're offering sports competition to them. We're offering the chance to be included. But in addition to that, we're making sure these athletes have access to healthcare programs. We make sure that they have access to leadership programs.
This is the 26th year for the Polar Plunge in Wisconsin. The Green Bay event is Saturday, February 22nd. See our story at WGBW.fm for more information. A pair of state Republicans have introduced a bill that will limit which flags are allowed to be flown at government buildings. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Eric Wimberger introduced the legislation, which would allow only the U.S. flag, state flag, POW/MIA flag, and the official flags of the armed forces to be flown at the sites. If local municipalities wanted to fly another flag, it would require a 3/4 vote from elected officials. Critics say the proposal is meant to target the Pride flag and the Black Lives Matter flag. A Northeast Wisconsin animal shelter is sharing the love with a Valentine's Day fundraiser. Surprise your Valentine with a pawgram from a shelter pet at the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. The pawgram can be a personalized email or a printed letter sent through the mail with a special dog, cat, bunny, or guinea pig plushie. The deadline to place orders for the pawgram emails is February 11th, but the deadline to mail a pawgram and a plushie is February 9th. See our story at WGBW.fm for more information. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a four-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA. The team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, if you're looking for a comedy movie, there isn't a bunch that catch my eye right now. But I watch You're Cordially Invited with Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon on Amazon Prime. If you're looking for a movie to just make you laugh, this is definitely it. Will Ferrell plays an overbearing dad, Jim, that wants to give his daughter, Jenny, the wedding of her dreams. Which is the same for Reese Witherspoon, Margot, who is overconsumed by her job, but wants to give her sister a beautiful wedding. Only thing is, the venue gets double booked, and Jim and Margaret fight over the beautiful island venue. Jim and Margaret try to sabotage each other's weddings. Little do they know how much they are hurting their loved ones. I mean, Jim even wrestles a gator in his bed. Don't ask me why this is in the film. This film isn't scoring that well on Rotten Tomato, as it's getting 49% critic score and a 36% audience score. But if you're just in the mood for some laughs, this movie will definitely do that. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Catch all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, aka The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through most of Saturday with around 4 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late Saturday evening. Today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.